This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Cardinal Timothy Dolan will be offering a benediction at the Republican National Convention next week on the same night Mitt Romney will accept his party's nomination for the presidency. Dolan heads the New York Archdiocese and the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, putting him at the top of the hierarchy of the American Catholic Church. His spokesman says the appearance is not an endorsement. But how will his presence at the GOP convention affect the Catholic vote? David Gibson is a writer for Religion News Service and the author of two books about the Catholic Church, and he joins me. Hi, David.
Hi, Amy. How you doing?
Fine, thanks. As someone who's covered the Catholic Church for more than 20 years, does this surprise you?
It does, actually. The bishops, in the view of many, have been tilting towards the Republican Party for a long time. But I think this was unusual in that Cardinal Timothy Dolan is going down to Florida to give this closing benediction on right after Mitt Romney himself is nominated. No bishop in his position has done this before, not since 1972, when then Philadelphia Cardinal Kroll, who was also head of the bishops' conference, went to Miami to give the blessing for Richard Nixon and Spiro Agnew.
Speaking on the BBC this morning, Joseph Zwilling, the spokesman for the New York Archdiocese, said this was not an endorsement.
The Cardinal made it very clear that he would only be coming to pray. He would not be offering any kind of a partisan speech.
Zwilling also said Cardinal Dolan would be willing to say prayers at both conventions. But how will this look to a TV audience? Dolan was very critical of the Obama administration's Affordable Health Care Act, which, as you remember, requires all employers, including nonprofit corporations affiliated with religious institutions, to provide free contraceptive coverage for women as part of their health insurance plans. The Archdiocese has a lawsuit pending against the Affordable Health Care Act. How do you think this will look?
Well, that's just it. This event isn't happening in a vacuum. There's a long history from the bishop's opposition to Obama's appearance at Notre Dame, remember, in the graduation in 2009, on through. The rhetoric from so many bishops has gotten really pointed and heated against Obama. So, you know, this is part, I think, of a trend, and it's really not so much, I think, about the content of Cardinal Dolan's invocation, or rather benediction, at the convention next week. I'm sure it'll be a very straightforward prayer without much political content in it. But it's really the optics here. You've got the top Catholic prelate going to the Republican convention at a time when, frankly, the Democrats are not going to be inviting Cardinal Dolan to their convention, given what the Cardinal has and his brother bishops have said about Obama. And also there's the problem of the reception that Cardinal Dolan might get if he went to Charlotte the following week.
Cardinal Dolan has spoken openly about his personal relationship with Congressman Paul Ryan, Romney's pick for VP. They became friends when Dolan led the Milwaukee Archdiocese. Here he is just 2 weeks ago on SiriusXM's Catholic Channel.
I would consider him a friend. He and his wife, Jana, their three kids, they've been guests in my house.
Oh, wow.
I've been guests in their house.
The Cardinal went on to say he was speaking personally, not taking a partisan stand, and Dolan also talked about the significance of having Catholics on both party tickets.
Do you not think it's a cause for celebration in the Catholic community in the United States of America that the two vice presidential candidates are Catholics?
Sure.
Did you ever think
we'd
come to this?
Will this matter to Catholic voters, David, and how significant is the Catholic vote in the outcome of an election?
Well, I think certainly this is a case where the personal is political, and Cardinal Dolan's very close relationship with Paul Ryan, despite some of Ryan's policies, which may be in conflict with Catholic teaching, is going to, you know, play out to the public, I think. And there are other bishops in Wisconsin and elsewhere who've been very laudatory of Paul Ryan as well. Look, you know, how will this play with the electorate? The bottom line is Catholic voters tend to make up their own mind not only on their political choices but also on doctrine, and that goes for both sides of the aisle. So, you know, for all of the discussion about this, it's not so clear that it's going to swing any votes. And in fact, there is some research that shows if people view their pastors as becoming too political, it actually turns them off.
David Gibson is a writer for Religion News Service. He's the author of The Coming Catholic Church and The Rule of Benedict. David, such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.